So at 10:02, let's begin another trip down memory lane. It was a great trip. Yesterday, over the years 2009 and 2010 and 2012, today we're primarily 2013, 14, 15, around that time when we're remembering some performances from Music Fest Northwest. Yes, there are a lot of pianists to be heard, and we'll get to them, but we're going to begin today's broadcast with a trio which originated in the Palouse Trio Quixotic. So let's go back to that memory as we begin. They're a trio called the Trio Quixotic. Their coach is Dr. Ferenc Cesko, the violinist of the University of Idaho. And so it's always great to have ensembles, especially ensembles of high school kids being really involved and doing this music making together. They have music of Joaquin Turina, who wrote a few piano trios, and this is Joaquin Turina's piano trio number 2, the first movement. Once again, the members of this ensemble are the violinist Satoko Abo, the cellist Jocelyn Meyer, and pianist Stuart Evans. Go ahead. Thank you. real quixotic. Satako Abo, Jocelyn Meyer Stewart Evans. And the two string players are ninth graders, so even if that pianist runs off to college, you're going to find another pianist and keep going. Two string players that play that beautifully and that well in tune together. Wow. And we will hear from each of those players individually as soloists before the hour is over. But right now we go to piano, the mainstay of Music Fest Northwest. Oh, so many choices, but we're going to hear from a young woman. Well, let me just go right to the moment that we heard her on the radio. Is with us, 13-year-old pianist from Chini. Has a couple pieces, a little, what order? Little White Donkey first. Okay, Jacques Ibert, the Little White Donkey, Les Petites en Blanc, is the first of the pieces. The second piece, Province of Dreams, played for us by Ali, who is a student of Greg Presley, 13-year-old pianist from Chini. Clap for that one. That was the Little White Donkey. Ali Sowers playing it. And now Province of Dreams. Wow. Allie Sowers. Come on over here, Allie. Province of Dreams. If I were to guess, I would guess the composer is probably Allie Sowers.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. And I'm saying your name right?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Tell me about you and composition and improvisation, stuff like that. How have you been doing that most of your piano career, just doing stuff on the piano?
Yes. I really like improvising and making my own music.
Yeah, and so even as a little kid when you were starting piano, would you just kind of noodle around or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a really sophisticated composition because there was so many interesting rhythmic things you were doing, especially from one hand to another. Does that kind of just happen as you do it, or do you kind of think of the two parts independently and then put them together? What's going on in your brain there?
Most of the times when I made this piece, it was usually just started off from improvising. I didn't really think a lot about everything. I just kind of came out.
Just let it organically happen, yeah. But it really interests me the way you kind of have such different things in your two hands. Is that just something that you've kind of always been able to do?
Yeah.
So you study with Greg Presley. Do you do any of this work with him, or do you just do your Bach and Mozart for Greg and then go home and improvise? How's that work?
He helps me with the beats and...
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah, just some of the technical stuff of it and stuff like that. Wow, well, all these fun things. That was really a blast. And you're leaving on a trip. Is it a school field trip today or something? Or a family trip?
No, just what? Family, yeah.
Family trip. Oh, well, have a lovely trip knowing that you've just done all this beautiful music making for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Allie Sowers. Earlier we heard from Trio Quixotic. Now let's hear from the three members individually of Trio Quixotic. We'll begin with the pianist, Stuart Evans. Then we'll move from there to the cellist, only playing the piano, and then to the violinist.
Thank you.
Okay. Stuart Evans, two pieces. We were just hearing The Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition, and before that it was Beethoven. Jocelyn, you can get in place while I talk to you briefly. And I want to talk just about one thing, Stuart. That's that thing called voicing. That piece could not sound like that unless you voiced well, and you voice extremely well. That's the ability to the written chord. Each note has its own unique volume. Do you do that by listening? Has Sandy Mockley taught that to you? Where's that come from in your piano playing?
Oh, she has. It didn't come naturally. It's a hard skill that takes a lot of practice bringing out the melody so you can hear the line as it flows.
Yeah, well, you do extremely well. And thank you. What a pleasure that was to hear. Thank you. I'd talk to you more, but we need to keep moving here, as we have also from the Palouse. He was from Moscow, from just outside of Moscow, Troy, Idaho. This is the 13-year-old pianist and 8th grader Jocelyn Meyer, who has Forrest Reinhold's Impromptu in C-sharp minor. Thank you. Jocelyn Meyer playing for us. Jocelyn, come over here. I want to talk to you briefly. Can we call you a piano virtuoso?
If you want.
Okay, I want, because it was just such an impressive, fun piece. Is it fun, like, just being all physical about it and just jumping into that piece?
It's a lot. It makes it more fun when you can kind of, like, jump into it and move around with the piece and the music.
Do you get to play the cello in the same way? Or is it kind of
feel? Yeah, kind of,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, you're a pretty physical cellist, too. Yeah. Well, how do you balance two instruments? Which are you more into? Are they equal?
Well, I like each one has all its different benefits and all that. But since probably because I've been playing the piano longer, I feel maybe slightly more used to it and maybe a little more into it, but I really love also playing the cello.
Nice. So do you play in the youth orchestra in Moscow? Or
yes,
like
I do.
Good for you. And then, so we've had two students from the Mockleys, Sandy Mockley's student previously and Jay Mockley's student for you. Tell me some of the cool things about studying with Jay Mockley.
He's just a lot of fun. Like sometimes one of my favorite things is I ask him, like, how long should I practice this piece? And he'll say 17 hours a day. And so that's just one of my favorite phrases that he always gives. Or sometimes there's something where I'll laugh about it, but he'll look serious about it, and it's just a lot of fun.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for making the trip. You might be the second famous pianist from Troy, Idaho, pretty soon. Okay. Okay, there we go. And now let's go. So she was the cellist of that previous group that we had heard, that trio. Now let's go to the violinist who came back to town a few days later to play again on one of our broadcasts. We have another performer from the Palouse, and great to have Satoka Abo back with us. She also played last night. And Satoka is going to be also doing a romp through that great Fritz Kreisler piece of Tambourin Chinois. Satoka is a 14-year-old violinist from Moscow, and she studies with Dr. Ferenc Cieszko. So if you're ready to go, let's have a little bit more Fritz Kreisler. Thank you. Satoka Abo, thank you so much for making the trip for that beautiful playing of Fritz Kreisler, the tambourine, Chamois. And that was from a performance we did at the Bing the following Saturday. These are all from 2013.